Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand at my watch and position myself at the bulwark, and I will watch to see what he says to me, and how I answer his rebuke of me. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and engrave it on tablets, so that he who reads it may run. For there is still a vision for the appointed time, and he will inspire it for the end time, and he will not lie. If it delays, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not linger. Behold, someone whose mind in him is puffed up. It is not upright, but the just shall live by his faith. And furthermore, wine deals treacherously, making a man proud and not dwelling quietly, one who increases his appetite like the grave, and who, like death, cannot be satisfied, who gathers to himself all the nations and collects to himself all the peoples. Will not all these utter a proverb against him, so that he is an object of satire and riddles? And say, Woe to him who increases what is not his! How long can he continue to weigh himself down with accumulated debts? Will not your creditors suddenly rise up, and will not those who agitate you awaken? And you will be a prey to them. Since you have plundered many nations, the whole remainder of nations will plunder you, because of the bloodshed of man, and the violence in the land, in the town, and among all those inhabiting it. Woe to him who makes wicked unjust gain for his household, to place his nest on high, in order to be delivered from an evil hand. You have counselled a shameful course of action to your house, the cutting off of many nations, so sinning against yourself. For a stone will cry out from the wall, and a rafter of wood will answer it. Woe to him who builds a wall by bloodshed, and establishes a town by iniquity. Look, is it not of the Lord of hosts that the nations tire themselves for things that are fit for fire, and the various peoples weary themselves for things that are vain? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives his neighbour drink, you who pour out your wrath and also make drunk, in order to see their nakedness. You are saturated with shame rather than glory. You too must drink and show yourself uncircumcised. The cup of the right hand of the Lord will hem you in, and utter ignominy will come over your honour. For the violence of Lebanon will cover you, and the destruction by beasts will terrify them, because of the bloodshed of man and the violence of the land, in a town and on all its inhabitants. In what way is a carved image profitable? For the fashioner of it carved it, or a cast image, or a teacher of falsehood. For the artisan trusts his artifact as benefiting him, and he is occupied making mute idols. Woe to him who says to a piece of wood, Awake, and to mute stone, Arise. This is his teacher. Look, it is set in gold and silver, and there isn't any spirit inside it, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Be silent in his presence, all the earth.